Hey, what's going on with you, buddy?
Hola, hola, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Hey, listen, I talked to Manny earlier, and he's getting all the companies together, so he said give him a couple of days for that. But hey, Manny, where are the deals you read the Sam company? He's like, yeah, I'm getting a hold of everybody. I just got off the phone with Derek Claudia. Her name is Claudia. You? Oh, man, it's, anyways, the German chick. yeah, that's all I'm going to say, Claudia, keep it simple. So I just got the phone with her, and she said she wanted me to send the code over to her, so she's going to have her German guy uploaded immediately. So my question to you is, brother, is are we going to get a copy of every single day? I got to know for sure, man. I got to know for sure.
Yeah, I asked this morning. I mean, I think you do. I just haven't done this in years. You know, most of my clients now that are vendors, we just have something set up and they just get their 3%, you know what I mean? So I don't know if they actually, usually they actually just give me their own application too, so it's a little different. But I did ask and he said, give me 15 minutes, but you know how that goes with this guy. So I have to go through my manager, and then he's going to tell the tech guy to do it. But I think it's already set up, to be honest with you, because
that may be the case, but understand my position, please. I just got to make sure, brother. I got to make sure. That's all.
Yep, I completely understand. I mean, I'll keep asking. That's all I can do. I think it is set up. That's the reason that whenever you hovered over your logo on the application before, that it went to your website, because your website was actually in your vendor profile. So I'm thinking every time someone submits an application through your vendor link, it's going to shoot an email to you and me as well. I think that's how it works. I just don't know until we actually try it, or I get confirmation that that's how it works, you know, from my IT department.
No, correct. And that part is cool. But now I'm talking about, we're talking a complete different website. We need to get a confirmation from theirs. You see what I'm saying? That's what I got to have, you know, 100% confirmation on.
Well, it's still, all the information that's on the other application is still connected to all your information. So it has your email addresses on there, you and Claudia's. It has your cell phone number, your business number. So it's basically the exact same vendor application. The only difference is it just has a different logo on it.
Okay. No, I know that. So, and I'm just trying to see here. I just got to have confirmation before I give this to them. You see what I'm saying? I just got to have confirmation that whenever someone goes to their line and they order it, we get a 4CC'd on everything. You know? So is there a way you can, like you said, you're going to talk to your boss. If there's a way you can talk with your boss just to make sure for me, and if that's the case, then that's cool. No problem.
Yeah, I've been bugging him about it since last night, actually. So.
Okay. No problem.
I actually think it is set up. I just don't know till one runs through the system, really. But yeah, I'll keep asking and try to get absolutely verification on it.
So let me ask you this: we can like submit just a dummy just to do a test.
Yeah, if you want to do a test, that would let us know for sure. Far as me getting verbal authorization from my manager, I'm trying to get that. I don't know if he even knows what I'm talking about, to be honest with you.
Correct. So here's the thing. Can you just do a dummy one? You know what I'm saying? Can you go on and just fill it out, like if you're ordering?
It has to verify the only issue that we have with that is that it has to be somebody's real bank information.
So let me ask you this here. So I guess this would be a question for the tech guy, because he should be able to, for a tester, he should be able to, you know, we should be able to do a dummy test. He's got to do that. He should be. He's familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. It's just jumping through the chain of command and getting people to work as fast as you and I want to work. And that's really what I'm up against.
Man. I tell you. So let me go ahead and look at this one here. So I need to go here to So if we, okay, so if Claudia and I, we go here, we just build out just a dummy one. This would just be dummy in the name, and it'd be dummy. you know, just for verification. All it needs to do is just verify the bank info.
Yeah, I believe so. That's the only. So we tried it the other day, and I remember I said, "Oh yeah, I need some bank information." I don't know if the bank information has to be legit, or if it has some way to verify it.
Mm-hmm. Let me fill this up. Well, we'll find out real quick. I'm just gonna fill out stuff. Tester name, company name. You remember the address for power station? What was it? It was Pompeii. What was it? 2-4 something?
Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna fill this out right now. Let's see.
It's 1371 Southwest 8th Street. Or is that what you're asking for?
No, that's from Southwest 8th Street. That's in Pompeo. What is it? Pompano, right?
Yeah, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33069.
Okay, hold on 1 second. That's Claudia. My Claudia. Hold on, let me call you. Hold on 1 second. Let me tell her real quick. Hold on 1 second. Okay, Dennis, you there? Janet Chanel. Janet Chanel. Hello, Dennis, you there? Okay, Dennis, you there?
Yep, sure am.
Okay.
I'm going to try to just do one, a test one. Again, yeah. And just put in some BS bank information and see if it'll actually work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the best way to do it because, you know what, that'll tell us the answers, brother. You know what I'm saying? And then we're good to go. I just want to be sure, man. That's all.
No, I hear you. And I just got confirmation that my manager told my IT guy to work with me. So.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, I said, look, man, the way you guys are structured, you make it a freaking nightmare for me to do my job. It's like...
Okay, so, perfect case example, if we can get him on the phone and tell him, look, dude, just add our emails, which is all you got to do. Period. That's
yeah.
It, and we're done, and we don't have to go through this crap.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, let me do a test one, and it might just work, and then if it does, cool, we all know, then otherwise, he's a really good IT guy, like, he knows his stuff, but it's just... IT people are a little bit of a different animal in most cases.
Correct. So, yeah, so go ahead and do a tester. Send me the text message once you've done it. So that way I should get an alert at solarwaterinc@gmail.com. And if it comes through, then we know it's good. We don't have to go and deal with the guy. But if we don't, then we know we call him and, hey, look, add our email to it. And once I do that, then I'm going to call these guys back and I'm going to send them the code. And then it's on. We're ready to rock and roll.
Absolutely. I'm pulling it out right now. So.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm sitting here working right now. Just got off the phone with my Filipino team, and I'm actually updating the PowerPoint, man, because man, it's real sweet, real sweet.
Two, three, four, five, six, think I might have tricked the system. All right, I'm hitting apply now. Let's see here. All right, let me see if I got an email yet. Did you get anything?
Okay, let me look and see. Gmail.
So did you get anything on your end?
Hold on, I'm checking. I'm going there right now. Hold on.
Okay, cool.
I gotta log out of mod when I'm going to another. Hold on. Come on. Fingers crossed.
Me too. might have gone to your spam folder too, maybe, but...
I need to go into what? Look into the trash. You want me to look into, to double check that?
I mean, it should have gone to your main folder, but I'm just saying maybe, you know, it's possible it could have gone somewhere else. So.
What's the name of it?
Sanders Emporium.
Sanders Emporium.
I named the company Sanders Emporium, but it should have been coming from like commercial. It should just say apply. Actually, the email should be coming from apply at Bank of Cardiff.
I'm not seeing it. Yeah, no, it's anniversary thing. Oh, shit, we got it! Oh!
We got it.
Awesome.
It works.
Sweet. Alright, cool. Sorry I put you through so much stress to figure that out.
No. Look, man, look, it's worthwhile, brother, because, again, with the deals that we got going through, I don't want us to miss any money, brother, so I just have to be sure. And I didn't want to appear to be a pain in the ass. I just have to be sure, brother, because when these deals are going through by my hundreds and my thousands, you know, every little bit means a big difference. You see what I'm saying? So that's
a good thing.
So we got this here. So now, go to the application that you created for them. Go there real quick, because what I want to do is you can take off our phone number and email, because it doesn't need to be on there. It's just our logo. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll just keep your email on there, and then I can put their telephone numbers and stuff, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, correct. I mean, do you, let me see. I'm trying to do a screen share. What screen share do you have?
I really don't. You know, you might be able to just do a print screen and email it to me.
No. I'm talking about for you, so I can see the online form. Oh, send me the form that you have right now. Send me their form or their code, so I can look at it and see what
their link.
Yeah, the link that you created for them. Send me that real quick, so I can look at it.
Okay. It's just like yours. It just has their logo on it. Is that what you're asking for?
Yes. Yes. Send me
okay.
That.
I'll just resend you the email from Friday. Let's see here. Frank.
Yeah, just send it to me. Yeah. No, send it to Solar Water into Gmail, so I'm watching it right here.
Nah, I'm just going back to my old emails.
Okay.
I'm glad it works.
No, I'm glad it works too, brother.
I did want to have to deal with these assholes.
Yeah, no, correct, because I mean, unless you have to deal with people, the better. I just, again, like I told you, I want to make sure everything, you know, is set up, because documentation beats conversation. So if ever a point in time there's an issue, we can always go back, oh yeah, boom, there you go. Now what? Now what do you have to say?
No, exactly. I'm sure you're not the first vendor that we've worked with. There's thousands of them that didn't have the same request, so I just don't know why people can't give me a straight answer. It's like they say no before they even attempt it, and it pisses me off. I used to date a girl that was like that. Every time I said let's go do something, her first response would be no before she even thought about it.
Wow.
It's like, what is wrong with you?
Exactly.
If it's not your idea, you don't want to deal with it. It's not how business works.
All right.
The Sanders Emporium. You like that?
Yeah, no. That was nice. Okay, here we go.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Click here. Okay, so when they click here, this is what they're going to see. Here we go. Apply now. Okay. Okay, yeah, all this is good. And I was now on the Solar Water Inc. app. I mean, not Jesus, Solar Water Inc. Under Solar Water Inc. app, right? Okay. You see the logo, right?
For yours, right?
No. For the one you just sent me.
Okay. Yeah.
Under the logo, can you put authorized dealer for Power Station 247?
So for under Solar Water Inc., put authorized dealer?
For Power Station 247. That shows our connection. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure. I can do that. Shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, so that way they're like Solar Water Inc. Oh, authorized dealer. Okay, that's who they are.
Authorized dealer for Solar Water Inc. But did I put that underneath Power Station 247? Or?
No. Under our logo, you put authorized dealer for Power Station 247. That's our connection.
Authorized dealer for
Power Station 247. Under our logo.
Gotcha.
Boom. So that shows the affiliation.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I'll do that right now.
So, yeah, do me a favor. Do that, and then send me that link, and that's the one that I'm going to call Claudia back, dear Claudia, and send her there, and boom, they're going to upload it, brother, and it's on.
All right. Sounds good, man.
So I'm waiting for you to send it, brother. Thanks, man.
Yep, give me about 10 or 15 to get it fixed, and I'll get right over to you. I'll text you when I send it.
No, and hey, what do you think about that Pompeo Beach? I know they had it that way, but that can be kind of like difficult to understand. What do you think? Their address? The font that it's in?
I can change the font if you want to. I actually did that myself.
Oh, yeah, change the font to where, yeah, because I looked at it, it's like, just put it in regular, man, so people can.
It looks a little crazy. All right, yeah, no problem. I can do that.
Yeah, and just.
I'll try to match the font that's above, actually. It's probably better.
Correct, and just text me when you're done, and that way, once you send it, and that way I can go ahead and look at it, because I'm right here.
Okay, man. Sounds good.
All right, thanks, brother. Appreciate you, man.
Yep, no problem.
All right, bye.
Yep, you too.